Isaiah chapter 65. I am sought for by those that did not ask for me. I am found by those that did not seek for me. I said, find me to a nation that was not called by my name. I've spread out my hands all the day towards a rebellious people who walk in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. A people that provoked me to anger continually to my face. A people that sacrificed in gardens and burned incense upon altars of brick. Who remain among the graves and lodge in the mountain monuments. Who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their vessels. A people who say, stand by yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you are. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day long. Oh, behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but I will recompense. I will even recompense into their bosom your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says Yahweh, who have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. For this reason will I measure their former work into their bosom. Thus says Yahweh, just as the new wine is found in the cluster, and someone says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed from out of Jacob, and out of Yehuda an inheritor of my mountains. And mine elect will inherit it, and my servants will dwell there. And Sharon will be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people who have sought for me. But you are they that forsake Yahweh, who forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for those for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering to that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you will all fall down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but you did evil before my eyes, and you did choose that in which I did not delight. Therefore, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, behold, my servants will eat, but you will be hungry. Behold, my servants will drink, but you will be thirsty. Behold, my servants will rejoice, but you will be ashamed. Behold, my servants will sing for joy of heart, but you will cry out for sorrow of heart, and will howl for the vexation of your spirit. And you will leave your name for a curse towards my chosen. For the Sovereign Yahweh will kill you and call his servants by another name. So that he who blesses himself in the earth will bless himself in the Elohim of truth, and he who swears in the earth will swear by the Elohim of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former will not be remembered nor come into mind. But you be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For understand, I create Yerushalayim a rejoicing, and I create her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy and rejoice in my people. And the voice of weeping will no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There will no more there be an infant of days, nor an old man that has not fulfilled his days. For the child will die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, will be accursed. And they will build houses and inhabit, and they will plant vineyards and eat the fruit from them. They will not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring are with them. And it will come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the bullock, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says Yahweh. End of chapter.